And good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Joining me in, well, not in the studio, but on the phone, we have John Jackson, the current chairman at Alice's House, and Scott Barrett, the vice chairman of Alice's House. We're actually going to be doing this interview over the phone, just one of the many fail-safes that we have in place to prevent the further spread of COVID-19. And speaking of COVID-19, for all the most up-to-date and accurate information regarding the spread of COVID-19 in the West Georgia area and how all those folks are handling it over at Tanner, as well as our first responders and local government, be sure to tune in to WLBB every day, as well as check out our WLBB Facebook page. We're constantly updating that with new information. But anyway, let's get back to Alice's House. Good morning, John and Scott. How are y'all doing today?
Good morning. This is John Jackson. Thank you for having us.
Well, of course.
Good morning. I'm Scott.
John and Scott, thank you both so much for joining us today and for coming on to talk about Alice's House. Hopefully you guys have been doing well in this chaotic time.
Yeah, yes, we have. And so have the kids at Alice's House. Everybody's hunkered down.
Excellent. Well, why don't we just start off? Why don't we talk a bit about each of you? So tell me more about yourselves as well as your position at Alice's House.
All right. Well, this is John, and I've been on the board of Alice's House since 2009, and I'm on the board because my mother-in-law Evelyn Parrish was one of the founders of Alice's House, and we'll talk a little bit more about Tommy Greer's role in that a little bit later. But I am an attorney here in town, and obviously married to Evelyn's daughter Mandy, and have two twins that are 10 years old, will be 11 in April, Millie and Kate, and we're all just hunkered down in the house and trying to wait out this coronavirus. But they go to Carrollton Elementary, and we love Carrollton, and we just enjoy being a part of the community.
Excellent.
And I'm the vice chairman currently at Alice's House. I've got a general contracting business here in Carrollton, Barrett & Associates. I'm married to Lynn Barrett, who's a pharmacy director at Tanner Medical, and a little bit busy at these times buying all the drugs I guess we're going to need.
I bet so.
We've got two daughters, Maggie, 21. She's a senior at Mercer University in Macon. Currently quarantining at Atlantic Beach in North Carolina, so I feel sorry for her doing online work there. And our junior, Anna Barrett, is enrolled at Bremen and doing some online courses there. Proud of those guys. I've been on the board, I guess, since
04,
something like that.
Excellent. So you are true locals to this area.
Absolutely. Born and raised, and started in 67 over on Carter Avenue.
Fantastic. Well, why don't we get into Alice's House? I know that most folks are familiar with Alice's House, but for any of the listeners who are not, tell us more about Alice's House as well as the mission of Alice's House.
Well, Alice's House is a boys and girls home. It is run by Georgia Baptist. We have 12 beds at Alice's House, and the placements come from DFACs. And we're not just confined to Carroll County. We have kids from other counties that are really just displaced. They don't have a family member that can take care of them. I always like to say, we're basic care. So compared to Kids Peace in Bowdoin, our kids aren't troubled. They just come from poor situations. So currently, I think we're around six or seven kids that we are caring for. Most of them are temporary, but some stay for years. Tabernacle is a big part of our ministry. All the kids will attend. They all attend Tabernacle Baptist. Many have been saved while in the care of Alice's House. They all attend the county school system, Central High School, most of them. We've kind of transitioned. We used to be a lot younger kids. Now we tend to have some teenagers. But our mission, the mission that my mother-in-law had was to shelter these kids and introduce them to Christ while we had them. And we've had two of them, at least, maybe three now, actually go to college. And we have one now that's a senior at Central, and she is scheduled to, I think she's going to like Columbus State or something like that, and is scheduled to go to college as well. So we've had many success stories come out of Alice's house, both with education and spiritually.
Now tell us more. Who is Alex? Alice. Yes.
Alice is Alice. Sorry.
Of the homest name for Alice Richards, back in the beginning days, which have been now 26 years ago, when Miss Evelyn was going around knocking on doors and asking for dollars, Roy stepped up and gave a donation that was some seed money that got the home started. Alice's house has been incorporated for a little over 26 years. And has taken care of kids. March 9th, this past March 9th, was 23 years of taking care of kids here in Carroll County. And those first 3 years were money-raising years when Miss Evelyn was trucking around door-to-door with other original board members and asking for monies to get started. And this community in Carroll County stepped up in a big, big way. And I don't know many ministries out there, certainly not any businesses that I know of, that can say that they started day one and we have never serviced the first penny of debt. We have always been able to go out to this great community, put our mission and our ministry out there, and we are supported well by everybody in Carroll County, and we can't be more appreciative for that. We thank everybody for it. We think it's a worthy ministry and one that we want to stay behind for years to come.
And that's very inspiring. And I think a testament to the work that's being done at Alice's house, as well as a testament to the giving nature of this community. I've always told folks, you know, I mean, everything you need to know about the West Georgia area is you can see in just how many nonprofits there are and how many organizations are out there helping the disadvantaged, helping kids, helping the environment. There's just so many nonprofits out there that are constantly working. And with a group like Alice's House, I mean, we're talking about direct impact on these kids' lives. I mean, I didn't realize that some of those kids had actually went on to college. And that's a huge success story.
And every time we have a kid that goes on to college, we are very supportive. When a kid goes to college from out of this, they're still in what's called foster care. The state still supports them as well. And we obviously continue to support them, financially, from the board. So, We certainly promote them getting a degree and trying to change the culture that they probably came from.
For sure, as well as providing them, as you mentioned, with an opportunity to have some stability in their life in a church setting where they can meet supportive individuals that, you know, can sympathize with their plight and offer them hope. That's very huge and very inspiring in these otherwise pretty dark times. Speaking of those dark times, I know that Alice's house has been affected by the current spread of COVID-19. How has that impacted Alice's house?
Well, Georgia Baptist sent an email out two and a half weeks ago. As you said, this community is very supportive of Alice's house, and we've had a lot of volunteers that go out to Alice's house and just visit the kids, do yard work, paint, do whatever. And they've kind of put a moratorium on that of anybody going out to Alice's house. The kids, unfortunately, are not able to attend church. That decision was made before church was likely canceled anyway. So we do have people that will go out and have church with the kids, but just individuals. Just a lot of taking every precaution we can not to have someone at Alice's house be infected with the COVID-19 virus. As you can imagine, that would be that would be a very serious situation since the kids are so close to each other. But yeah, that all precautions are being taken to keep the virus out of the house for sure.
For sure. Well, we actually need to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about the postponed golf tournament, as well as some other important dates coming up here for Alice's house. But we're going to get into that and more right after a word from our sponsors.
As a graduate of Oak Mountain Academy, I've found that my experience on the mountain prepared me beyond all expectations. As a junior at Auburn University, I approached my studies with great confidence thanks to what I learned at OMA. When I think back on my time on the mountain, I think of my teachers. Their genuine love and concern for me as a student was always evident. And now, as an adult, I still foster those relationships. I'm Carly Robinson, an Oak Mountain Academy alum. Visit oakmountain.us to see how you can offer your child an amazing opportunity to be a warrior.
At Tanner, we care about your health, so please wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially before eating, after bathroom breaks, blowing your nose, and after coughing or sneezing. If soap and water aren't available, use a hand sanitizer. Avoid touching your face with unwashed hands. Clean and disinfect surfaces and objects often. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue or the crook of your elbow. Avoid people who are sick and stay home when you are sick, except to get medical care. See more ways to stay well online at Tanner.org.
And we're back to Community Voice. I am your host, Josh Engel. Joining me on the phone here, we got the crew from Alice's house. We got John Jackson, the current chairman, and Scott Barrett, the vice chairman. If you're not aware, Alice's house is a housing facility for troubled young individuals that have been referred to them through DFACS. They take care of them and try to introduce them to Christ, as well as encourage them to go to college if at all possible. They do a lot for these young individuals, and we were just talking about how COVID-19 it's affected everybody, but how is it specifically affecting Alice's house? Now, we were talking about the kids, you know, they're having to stay inside and you guys doing everything you can to prevent the spread of the coronavirus into Alice's house. How are the kids holding up during all this?
I guess they're doing like our children are. You know, I think we strive to raise the kids at Alice's house just like they were at home, and just like we would raise our own kids. They're going through cooking. They cook with supervision of the house parents, but are learning to cook for themselves there. Of course, sheltering in place means that you're inside. They've got access to the same electronics that our kids do on computer stations and iPads to do virtual learning. They are Skyping with teachers. They're having spa days with yogurt out of the refrigerator and cut up cucumbers on their eyes. We saw that the other day, and one of our younger boys took part in that, and they had some stick-on mustaches for him. So it's they're doing absolutely the best you can with, you know, with 11 to 17 year olds that are there in care.
It's amazing how creative we can get to avoid getting cabin fever. Now, I heard that you guys are going to have to postpone your golf tournament, so that's not going to be happening anymore, correct?
Well, it will be postponed. We have always scheduled the golf tournament the Monday after the Masters. I've tasked John to be in touch with Billy Payne and the rest of Augusta National so we can keep that the same, and I trust that they'll do all they can to make sure we've got the right environment for the tournament. But we are looking at a different date, and we'll of course announce that when all this stuff in our world today starts to settle down.
And where can folks find up-to-date information regarding that tournament? Do you guys have a Facebook or a website?
That's the best place to find it is on our Facebook page. If you'll go there and like that page, Emily does a great job keeping that up to date, and you can find sponsor information there and sponsor opportunities there for the golf tournament, which is our biggest fundraiser of the year. And one that has been very, very well supported over the years. We grew it 4 years ago. We grew from an afternoon flight to a morning and an afternoon flight. The golf tournament has gotten so big, we've got to order two loads of golf carts to supplement the golf carts at Sunset Hills just to be able to have the tournament. So it's a great tournament that's been supported by a lot of people.
For sure, for sure. So in the meantime, I know that that's a major fundraiser for you guys. So in the meantime, are folks still, are folks still encouraged to donate online or possibly donate goods, washcloth, soap? I don't know if that's the kind of things you guys are looking for.
Yes, we are. So Bill Parrish, who's Evelyn's son and my brother-in-law, is in charge of the golf committee. And he has, we're still trying to get sponsors. Last week, Southwire signed on to be our, what'd you call it?
Presenting sponsor.
Presenting sponsor. So that's the largest donation level. We have different donation levels. We are going to have our tournament as soon as possible. So we're looking at late May as a possible date. So it's not we're not postponing it for a long time. So yeah, we're still trying to get sponsors and teams to play in the tournament. But it'd be nice when we can get through through this period of unknown. Yeah. So we can set a date and let people know exactly when we are going to be able to play.
It is a foggy time.
We're still getting sponsors though.
For sure. So it's a very foggy time. But I mean, like you said, as soon as you hear from our friends over in Augusta and know that when the Masters is going to be, we are going to reschedule it. It is going to happen. But in the meantime, folks can still sponsor. So be sure to check them out on Facebook and you can see some information about how to sponsor Alice's House. So now I know that there's a few changes this year for the golf tournament. In fact, I understand you guys are actually renaming it.
Yes, we are. We are going to rename it. When obviously Tommy Greer passed away on March 1st of this year, but if you go back, and my mother-in-law is better able to tell this story than I am, but I've spoken to her. I spoke to her yesterday a little bit more about it. Tommy Greer actually came to my mother-in-law and said, "This is what we need." Tommy had been the juvenile court judge in Carroll County for many years and noticed the need for a boys and girls home and in this community. And to quote her yesterday, she said, "If it wasn't for Tommy Greer, there would be no Alice's House." So when Tommy passed away, it was a no-brainer to me that we renamed this this golf tournament a Tommy Greer Memorial Tournament to honor Tommy's life for sure, and to give him the due for being his idea many years ago. Tommy actually gave the speech when they did the dedication, and I hope. It's on VHS right now. I hope to be able to
digitally transfer.
You know more about it than I do. Yeah, digitally transfer to get the audio that we may be able to play at the golf tournament. I've got the text of the speech, and I've got it right here in front of me, and it's really a great speech, and I just know that. And I know we are that Tommy's looking down on us, and will continue to bless Alice's House as he did when he's on this planet, supported it financially every year, and played in this golf tournament. So it was a no-brainer. The family was honored that we were going to rename the golf tournament after Tommy, and we just want to continue to honor Tommy, Pam, John, Susan, and all and Ben and the grandkids renaming this tournament.
That's fantastic, honestly, and it is a great tribute to a great man, someone who did so much for Alice's House, and I love that the family's so proud of how everything's going there. So for more information about the Tommy Greer Memorial Golf Tournament to benefit Alice's House, again, be sure to like them on Facebook so you can always see the newest updates. We're going to need to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to talk about Governor Kemp's visit and that impact on Alice's House and a lot more right after a quick word from our sponsors.
At Tanner, we care about your health, so please wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds, especially before eating, after bathroom breaks, blowing your nose, and after coughing or sneezing. If soap and water aren't available, use a hand sanitizer. Avoid touching your face with unwashed hands. Clean and disinfect surfaces and objects often. Cover your coughs and sneezes with a tissue or the crook of your elbow. Avoid people who are sick and stay home when you are sick, except to get medical care. See more ways to stay well online at Tanner.org.
At Oak Mountain Academy, our daily schedule includes convocation, prayer, and the Pledge of Allegiance. By doing so, we build a family-like community where all students grow and flourish and personal faith is encouraged. Through community service and a historical approach to biblical study, our students are taught the value of the warrior way, honesty, respect, and responsibility. Oak Mountain Academy, we are a family creating legacies. To learn more, visit oakmountain.us.
We're back to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. Thank you for tuning in today. We got John Jackson, the current chairman of Alice's House, and Scott Barrett, the vice chairman of Alice's House. We've just been talking about the recently renamed Tommy Greer Memorial Golf Tournament that's going to be benefiting Alice's House. It happens every year. This year, it's going to be it's been renamed the Tommy Greer Memorial Golf Tournament in honor of Tommy Greer and everything that he's done for Alice's House. It has had to be postponed due to the current epidemic that we're in. If you haven't noticed, we're currently in an epidemic. But if you want to know, they're shooting for sometime in late May. So if you want more information about that, when that's going to happen, about how you or your company can sponsor the event, or if you and your friends would like to participate in the tournament, remember, all the proceeds go to benefit Alice's House. You can check that out on Facebook. Just like Alice's House on Facebook, so you can keep up to date with them. So John, Scott, I heard that Governor Kemp recently visited. Tell me more about that.
He did. I tell you, I'm proud to have Kemp as our governor of Georgia. I think he's doing a phenomenal job for what we're undergoing here, and I think he's a light that can see in the future and help us as a state. And I was proud of his visit. We had an opportunity to get him to come by Alice's House. He was there for a short time, but long enough to meet the kids, walk through, get to meet the house parents and our administrator and tour our home. One of our boys out there doesn't enjoy folding clothes, and he had taken his clean clothes out of the floor that had been there for 2 days after the house parents telling him to fold his clothes, fooled the house parents and put them back in the dirty clothes so he could wash them again and put them back out on the floor. And when I got there, I noticed that he had done that, and knew he did not like to fold clothes, and asked him if he would put them back up if the governor came and visited him. He says, "I know the governor. I'm studying Georgia history in school." He didn't believe me the governor was coming, but when Kemp walked in his room and told him to fold his clothes, he did it. I thought that was pretty good direction from the governor. He got to sit there and have an actual one-on-one conversation with our kids. Got to see them helping prepare dinner, cleaning their rooms, just doing their day-to-day things, and it was a neat opportunity. Governor Kemp also got to give, you know, a little bit of insight on you know, where all the politics of the state and the federal monies that we partially use to fund Alice's House are directed. And we got an opportunity to walk him through the house, show him what we have, let him know that we've got a brand and a community that's behind that brand and that ministry that we could expand from what we're doing now if needed. We're happy to go in another direction if the need is there and can be fulfilled. And by working together with, you know, with community-based and faith-based organizations and the state, we've got to be able to care for the kids that cross our path. And I think we've got a governor that's willing to be flexible and do those things and help us help ourselves.
For sure. And I'm still smiling about Governor Kemp telling the young boy to fold his clothes. That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
It is pretty good. And it always means a lot to me when I hear about politicians, especially state level politicians, visiting facilities like this, because I like to think that, you know, that this will have an impact on them and that it will hopefully impact future legislation to get more resources for facilities like this that are trying to look after kids directly, hands on, and try to have a positive impact on their life. I did want to ask you, I wanted to ask you more about the house parents. So who are the house parents?
We've got two sets of house parents that are there, and they rotate weeks. They are actually employed by Georgia Baptist, and they'll come in and during a regular school day, you know, they're up from, you know, in the morning from 6 until 8 or whenever the bus comes. To pick up the kids, getting them ready, and then they're actually off, off the clock, so to speak, from the time the bus picks them up to the time the bus brings them back. And then when they come back in, the kids come back in from school, they're there to help them with checking in homework stuff, to get online, to do classes that they need to do, to preparing meals for them. And until bedtime, you know, they're there. And then we do have we call it a wake staff because our house parents actually sleep there. They have bedrooms and they go to bed 10:30, 11 o'clock when the wake staff gets there. And then until the next morning when the kids get up, they're back on the clock again. The wake staff just simply does that, stays in the living room and keeps the lights on and make sure we don't take blue and pink and make purple.
Yeah, for sure. And it's great that they have that that constant set of individuals that's looking out for them. They can help them just like you know, foster parents, anyone's parents, you know, are there to answer questions and help them with their schoolwork. That's a beautiful thing. And I know that it looks like we only have about 3 minutes here, so I wanted to give you the opportunity to plug some sponsors that you had, as well as talk a bit more about where folks can find information about Alice's House.
Okay, I guess John's answered the question on the information. It's on our Facebook page. If you'll go there and like that page, you'll get our updates when they're published. One thing I want to plug first is Miss Evelyn hasn't stopped being a visionary for this group of kids. And John alluded to us growing older as we used to care for much younger kids, and now we're getting the ones that go to college. A couple of years ago, Miss Evelyn and Dr. Joe endowed a scholarship to be used to fund the kids that go to college. And we've been fortunate enough to be able to get some more donations to that fund and give out a couple of scholarships. Last year, we did that at our golf tournament, and it was well received by the adoptive father that was there to accept that for his son that lived then in Washington State or went to school in Washington State. So we're proud of that, proud of being able to continue taking care of the kids as they get older. As a parent of a college student, it's tough enough to take an 18-year-old, you know, in a car full of gas and clothes and money in their pocket and send them to college and tell them good luck. You know, if you can be support from that 18 to 21 year old, that's when you can really mold a child into a producing citizen.
That's really an opportunity to change their life, and that's it's important work. And I'm very thankful that the folks over at Alice's House are taking that on. We got about a minute left, so real quick, are there any sponsors you'd like to thank?
But let me let Bill and Miss Evelyn. Bill Parrish and Evelyn will be the next ones on this program when we have a date for the tournament. I'll let them plug most of those. But let me tell you the some of the excitement that still goes around this tournament. We used to have it, and you get at the end of the day, you might win $100 for winning the tournament. Now that has significantly increased. We've got cars that you can win on par threes, thanks to Scott Evans and Matt Morris. Those are out there. Thanks to John Salmon at Georgia West Realty, we have two opportunities for a $1 million shot on 18. Those are randomly drawn at the end of each flight. And a golfer gets a shot to go out 165 yards with his closest friends watching and shoot back towards the green and win $1 million.
That is awesome. So
we love to keep the excitement building, and we appreciate the community support.
Well, both of you, John and Scott, thank you so much for joining me on the program today. For more information about Alice's House, check them out online and their Facebook. Go like them on Facebook, and you can see all the up-to-date information for Alice's House. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you next time. Thank you all for tuning in.